We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome into the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined once again by Ryan Belongi today to talk about Wednesday's four-game Euro slate. Ryan, we were just talking about how stupid today's slate was, and I actually think Wednesday's slate will be really interesting because there are some like fundamental pieces that greatly affect how you go in your lineup construction. And I think I have a path of where I want to go, but I also see like a way that that path sends me right off the cliff.
Just a quick little recap of today. We're at halftime of the games, the England game. Mason Mount didn't start. Grealish did. He hasn't taken a set piece yet. Luke Shaw took corners on the left side. Calvin Phillips took them on the right. And Bukayo Saka got a surprise start and took the direct set piece. Not going so well, considering he is my highest owned player. And DraftKings took his assist away because apparently the cross to Sterling touched the shoelace of one of the Czech Republic guys.
It was part of the shoelace that was like dangling too. It wasn't like even touching his foot.
But yeah, tomorrow's slate, very interesting. A lot of good teams, games that mean something. Different ways you could go for cash and tournaments, obviously. I agree. I think I found the path that I want to go, but I'm excited to talk to you about it and break it down.
Yeah, so I was looking at the all the scenarios for what the teams need and where they finish and blah, blah, blah. And basically comes down to everybody needs to win. And they don't need to win, but like nobody can lose. And so that makes me think, all right, let me just play the odds. You know, there's no like narrative I need to build in, which is dumb anyway, but like the odds take care of it for us anyway. So you've got Germany, the biggest favorite, heavily favored over Hungary, Spain, heavily favored over Slovakia. France and Portugal is pretty tight, but France favored in that one. And then Poland, Sweden, even tighter. Poland, the slight favorite, but that's basically a coin flip. So this slate reminded me a little bit of the one that we had a few days ago when Germany and Portugal played, where we were like, it's two really good teams. So it might be tight. And then, of course, that game had six goals in it, including two own goals. So I think the general thought is that you play Germany and Spain, at least in cash, because they are the big favorites. We have some relatively safe cash players from those games. But France-Portugal could be awesome. And so, like, I don't think you avoid that in tournaments. Like, I think you could stack that game if you want. It's not cheap, but you could stack it. And then maybe everybody just kind of overlooks Poland and Sweden, except maybe for one or two players. And I probably ignore them too. Maybe. I don't know. That was my reason.
I'm pretty much on the same page with you. Germany minus 500 favorites and Spain minus 450. It seems like that's the logical place to go for cash, especially those teams aren't like crazy. Some of the players aren't crazy expensive. They're actually probably too cheap.
I was going to say Germany felt a little cheap.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I agree about the Portugal-France game. If that game gets an early goal, yeah, we could see something similar to Germany and Portugal from last round. So, yeah, I love that game for tournaments. It'll be way less popular than Germany and Spain. And then Poland-Sweden, yeah, two teams that, like, we don't really want to target. They haven't been great. It's definitely going to be overlooked, though. And there's some players worth considering in that game, definitely for tournaments. for cash at forward, I just looked at Germany. Well, okay, let's start at the top. We had been playing Griezmann. I don't think I'm going to play him in this matchup. I know you could all the. Most of the set pieces, I should say, I read something on Twitter. So take this with a grain of salt. It came out of the France camp, but about Mbappe taking over on direct free kicks, all the free kicks that will be shots, and Griezmann, he'll still have all the corners and the crossing set pieces. Again, I'm not sure what to think about that, but it seemed legit. Anyways, I think Griezmann might be too expensive, and if you play him, then that's a Germany and Spain guy that you can't play. I guess I'll just say I went all the way down to 7,600 Gnabry, 7,500 Almo. Both seemed like good options. I think like that price range would be like my first forward in. What do you think of forward? Where did you start?
Yeah, Gnabry was my first one in, and there's no path to set pieces for him. He doesn't take penalties, but you know, Germany are this big favorite, and they really haven't gotten much out of them. I'm trying to see where he's, yeah, I mean, he has like the second highest anytime goal scorer odds on the slate, so that makes me feel a little bit better. And they're decent odds. Yeah, he just seems a little too cheap as like the leading forward for the biggest favorite with the highest implied goal total. So that's why I kind of went in him. Was Olmo just midfield eligible before?
Yes. That's okay. New.
Yeah. So like there's so many guys that should be both and they aren't. And I'll get to one that I think is a good tournament, although I actually consider him in cash, but we'll get to midfield in a second. But it is weird to me that they put Olmo there and not some other guys. But yeah, I think Gnabry is going to be popular in cash, even though, you know, he's not the traditional cash forward. Mm-hmm. I think people still play Griezmann. And I don't think that ends up being optimal, but mostly because of where, you know, you're going to have to find some values elsewhere. And that actually takes you off of some set piece guys in other positions. But I think we see Gnabry pretty popular. I think I agree. Olmo will be there. Like if Leroy Sané starts, I think he gets some looks because I think Mueller is kind of banged up a little bit. So it's kind of that range. Like I don't think we see anyone other than Griezmann from the Portugal-France game. So like specifically, I don't think Ronaldo is going to be that popular in cash.
Right.
But he proves like over and over again that he can score against anyone. So like taking him out of the GPP pool is insane.
It is insane.
Yeah.
I learned. But,
like when you try to like get further down, like I was like, oh, there's Alexander Isaac. I've fallen into that trap a few times. But like 6,700 on this slate just doesn't seem worthwhile if I could just, you know, get a few Germany pieces, you know, somewhat in that range. So I think we'll see guys like that, you know, in that 70, you know, 7 to 80,000 range or one of them in Griezmann.
Yeah, I agree. If Sané starts, I wouldn't mind playing both him and Gnabry.
Agreed.
Griezmann, yeah. He'll see some ownership. I Honestly, I could see Gnabry without set pieces having a similar Florida Griezmann just based on matchup.
That's fair.
2,000 price difference. Yeah, I feel pretty good about saving the money and playing some guys from a minus 500 favorite instead. Yeah, Ronaldo, I made the mistake of taking him out of my GPP pool on the last slate, and he came up with a goal and assist, I believe. Yep, of course, in typical Ronaldo fashion. He's been good in this tournament. I mean, how can you bet against the guy? He just keeps on doing it. But yeah, not for cash. Isaac too, yeah, 6,700. He had some nice moments in that Slovakia game, five shots, could have scored. But yeah, 6,700, just too close to the Germany guys. Good.
I think Isaac is the player of the turn that's been the most effective of my, that has most affected my lineups this entire tournament. I think I played him both, and he's had like fantastic chances in both games, and he converts on those two, and I have a completely different Euros.
I'm right there with you, man. I was way over on him on the last two slates. That game, more from that game, Emil Forsberg was way too popular last game. I can't see him being that popular this game. He got a salary increase, and we just have so many, or this slate, I should say, he got a little salary increase, and there's just so many other options, and he was not taking a majority of set pieces. That was Sebastian Larsson. And Lewandowski, you can definitely go to him for GPPs. Won't be as popular as he normally is with four games to choose from and these big favorites. So I like that too. If Poland score, he's probably going to be the guy.
I actually think there might be some Lewandowski cash ownership.
I mean, that
I think you pretty much have to compare him with Griezmann given the prices. And I think you play Griezmann like fundamental cash play. You play Griezmann because he has set pieces. Obviously, his matchup is much tougher. But I think we're going to see Lewandowski. I think we'll see more Lewandowski than Ronaldo in cash.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I hope so. I hope so. Sure, yeah, of course he can score. And about like Griezmann having the tougher perceived matchup. I don't necessarily think of it that way. I think of it as like France are a much better team than Poland, and they're going to create chances regardless.
But that's, we could see
Poland struggle against anybody. So yeah, I hope people think that way. And this isn't to say Lewandowski's a bad play. He's a great forward. He has penalties. He plays 90 minutes. Poland need to win. I mean, he's got a great chance to score a goal tomorrow. But I won't be going there in cash. A couple other GPP shouts. Got to talk about Karim Benzema, 7,300. Another guy that's disappointed us. I know we're both high on him. He missed one or two great chances last game. 7,300 is pretty cheap, though. So I don't mind that, and I wouldn't expect him to be that popular. Is there anyone else at forward you'd be looking at for tournaments maybe?
I think we got everyone that will probably start. Like I don't think there's any reason to play somebody from Hungary or Slovakia.
Agreed.
I think if you're looking for leverage, you can find it elsewhere. And like we've talked about Robert Mack a few times for cash games, and like it's not a slate where you want to use a spot like that. For tournaments at least, if you think about the guys we've already, like names that we've said, and you're taking somebody from Hungary and Slovakia, and you're like, I hope that they match the upside of Griezmann, Benzema, Mbappe, Ronaldo, Lewandowski. And it's just like, I just don't see it happening. But
same.
Plus, if you spend down at forward, like where you are then subsequently spending that savings, I'm just not sure it's worth it. There's just not like huge upside plays elsewhere. And so like forward is where the upside is on this slate.
Definitely. Yeah. And just quick shout out to the Spain guys. We didn't really mention anyone besides Almo, but the strikers Moreno and Morata are cheaper than Ronaldo, Lewandowski, Griezmann. And yeah, Spain's going to be popular, but a lot of these forwards will take away some of that ownership. And in a vacuum, or like just if these games were separate, I like the Spain forwards' chances to score maybe more than those other guys. So yeah, I think good GPPs plays also. Obviously, they're a -450 favorite. So yeah, Spain too.
Yep. Yep. We just have to hope that they play enough minutes and do something while they're there.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I mean, you're not going to get 90 minutes. It's not the end of the world. I mean, these guys have a first half brace in them in this matchup. But yeah, good point.
Yeah. So for midfield, I think it pretty much comes down to, like, I think Toni Kroos is going to be really popular, and he should be. He's 7,900, which seems kind of like an egregious price when he's a -500 favorite. So I think he's really popular. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can still get Poland exposure if you don't want Lewandowski, I think Zielinski could also be an option because he's taking set pieces for Poland. I think those two and Koke at 6,000. I think those are probably like the three that everyone goes to, or at least they start there.
Yeah.
7,400 for Bruno Fernandes though is really tempting.
Wow. I did not see that price until just now.
Like because you shouldn't ever have to scroll that far for Bruno Fernandes. obviously they're playing arguably the best team in the world. Mm-hmm. But man, that's tempting.
It is. I opened the slate and just didn't think of him because I wasn't going to consider a 9K Bruno.
Right. Exactly. But
7,400. Yeah. Good price. Don't love that he got subbed at 64 minutes last game. Although the game was pretty much, I think it might've been 4-1 at that time. 4-1, yeah. So maybe it doesn't mean too much. 7,400 is a great price. Yeah. I think Kroos has got to be where you start. Like you said, great matchup. Decent price. Yeah. Kroos. And then where do you go after that? Koke or Zielinski? Let's just take Zielinski first of all in that game against Poland. What makes him better than Sebastian Larsson, who's $1,000 cheaper?
Nothing. Minutes maybe at best.
Yeah. I think that's one of those where I don't like have a strong read. I guess if you think one of those teams, Sweden or Poland, is going to be on top or win, I mean, that guy would be the better play. But I don't know. I just don't really see why I'd pay $1,000 more for Zielinski. I don't know.
Maybe I don't think you're wrong. Much.
You know, I know they played Spain last game. You know, he looked much better in the first game against Slovakia. That's a tough one though. Koke. He's another tough one for me. Those Spain set pieces. Yeah. He played 68 minutes though. I don't know. The midfield's tough for me on this slate. Like, how do you differentiate between those guys?
So to correct myself first, Larsson's played back-to-back 90s. So I don't know why I thought he didn't. And Zielinski went 90, 85, basically the same.
Yeah.
Koke, I think you pretty much need to weigh how much you value set pieces for a humongous favorite for 65 to 70 minutes. And Spain are playing to win. They obviously have, they're obviously favored. So I think I'm more comfortable paying less for Koke in a game that they're such huge favorites than Zielinski in a game where they're an underdog. Oh no, actually Poland's favorite, but Barry, you know, it's basically a coin flip. I think I just have like past faults with Larson, and that's why I don't play him. But considering all of them just makes me wonder if I really should just be playing Bruno.
Yeah. Okay. I think I've made my decision on those three, and it would be Koke as well. I think like that the matchup is so good that you would expect him to get some other peripherals to at least some shots assisted. So 70, 80 minutes like should be enough for 6K. I think that matchup like elevates him above those other guys. You're right though. I wouldn't fault anybody for going to Bruno instead. But I think I lean with Koke. If I had to choose one of those guys.
Okay. So the guy that I was talking about before, who I thought is absurd that he's still midfield eligible, who always feels like a trap to me. He's never even really that popular, but being able to play in this front group for Germany, Kai Havertz at 7,000, if you play him like with Gnabry and maybe with Sané, like that seems like just the GPP lineup I would build.
Yeah. Kai Havertz, 7K. I mean, he should be way more popular. Like, I don't see how he's not, I don't see how he won't be popular, but you're right. Like, he probably won't be as popular as he should. I mean, you're right. How is he midfield eligible? You can forget that he's midfield eligible. Seriously, like, compare him to all those forwards. He's 7K. Mm-hmm. I mean, playing like center forward for a minus 500 favorite. I mean, one of the best plays on the slate. I don't think you're going to get better goal upside than that for a cheaper price. Yeah, have no problem putting him in there with the little Germany stack, playing him on his own. People will probably play him even in cash, right? I don't know, maybe not.
I think there are just too many set piece takers.
Yeah, okay.
If you have Bruno, Cruz, Koke, Zielinski, Larson, like you just run out of spots for Havertz in cash.
Yeah. It's interesting though, like if somebody told you you had to put some money on who's going to score more points, Havertz or Zielinski or Havertz or Koke. I mean, I'm going to have a tough time not playing Havertz, but I agree. Too many set piece takers. Love Havertz for a tournament. So I don't see how he just won't be crazy popular, but he probably won't be, I guess. Yeah.
Honestly, when I opened up the slate and I saw Gnabry's price and I was like 7,600. So I put him in a forward spot. And I was like, I haven't even gotten Havertz yet. And I'm like, oh, and then I went to put him in the other forward spot because, you know, he plays forward all the time and couldn't do it. So then you basically are looking like, do I want his potential upside in a game they're gigantic favorites in, or do I want these set piece takers? And the answer is like fundamental cash play. That is an easy answer, which is why I'll just play GPPs tomorrow.
Yeah. I like to hear that. So just a little bit more, like a little bit more about Havertz. So compare him to these Spain guys in a similar matchup, Moreno, Morata, even Ferran Torres. I mean, he's 1500, at least 1500 cheaper for, as far as I'm concerned, they have the same goal odds. I mean, Germany's looked better than Spain, to be honest. The Germany game has a higher total. Yep. So, I mean, he might even be more likely to score than those guys. Lewandowski, Ronaldo, Griezmann. I mean, the price difference is too big. Love Havertz, I guess. That's all we can say.
Yeah, agreed. So the one guy down here that, like he's been banged up, so he hasn't played yet. But if Kulusevski starts for Sweden, is like he has a history of some set pieces, like not a ton. Took a few for Juventus too. Does he? How much consideration does he get? I don't think he gets much in cash, but like how much consideration does he get from you, knowing that it's also like the first time he's played?
Yeah. I think he's still got to get some consideration, and like, hopefully the fact that it's the first time he played just means he's not popular, and he's just not going to be popular playing for Sweden on this slate, but
right.
Yeah, just a talented player with upside. You know, one of Spain's top players, for sure. Would have been starting if he wasn't out with COVID before. I like going there for tournaments a lot. Like compare him to the other Sweden guys, like Emil Forsberg should not be $2,000 more than him.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a good call for tournaments. It's a cheap price to get a goal too, that won't be popular. And mm-hmm. if you scroll down at some of there's not a lot of cheap midfielders with goal upside, I guess, and he has that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good shout. Yeah, in a game that won't be popular, Sweden and Poland. I like
right.
that.
Right. So kind of a little below him is a guy we both said after the last podcast he was on the slate for. We didn't give Paul Pogba nearly enough credit, and he ended up having like a huge floor game at least.
Mm-hmm. Made a mistake on that one. Yeah, you're right. Well, we did not consider Pogba enough in that last matchup against Hungary at only 5,400. Like him again in this matchup against Portugal for tournaments, for sure. Again, he's not going to be owned at all. And he's definitely got a goal and an assist in him. I mean, he's always looking for balls over the top. He's good in the air on set pieces. He's got an unbelievable long shot on him. Mm-hmm. France need to win this game. Another good call. Love Pogba for tournaments. I wouldn't mind pairing with a France player. I wouldn't mind playing him by himself. Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Is there anyone lower that caught your eye? Like from an upside perspective, it gets.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that caught my eye necessarily, but I think if you're playing any Poland players, or I guess even if you're not sure, if I had to pick like another one of these cheap guys, Jozwiak seems okay. He even did okay against Spain, and mm-hmm. he gets peripherals. Poland need his creativity. They lack that. He's like an important player for them, actually. Yeah. And he should play balls to Lewandowski. He had a really nice assist to him against Spain, and he can score a goal himself. So like similar to Kulusevski on the opposite side, I wouldn't have a problem going to someone like Jozwiak.
Okay. Yeah. He was one that if I'm playing Lewandowski, that's who I was probably playing him with, even though Zielinski has the set pieces. Like,
yes.
I just seem like more likely that they score, that they link up in open play than Zielinski hits Lewandowski on some sort of set piece.
I completely agree.
But yeah, like after that, it's like you just get guys on favorites. Like Sergio Busquets could start after he was cleared of COVID, but like, mm-hmm. what are you really getting there? Other than 140 passes, I don't know. Like he actually, I don't give him enough credit. Like he creates a decent number of chances for Barcelona, but and this matchup maybe he does it too. But just the upside just seems so limited with Busquets. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem. Yeah, I know. We want to look to those big favorites and see if they have any cheap guys. Maybe if Busquets was 3,300.
Yeah.
4,300. Yeah. Again, possible for him to get a goal or an assist, but don't love it.
We've still got guys. I mean, like Click is down here at 3,500 for Poland, but there's sure, just so many good midfielders. Like for cat, it seems like that's a worthwhile punt for cash, like in a vacuum where you're like, oh, I need to save, so let me go there. But my God, the number of times I've said this on a podcast, but like the opportunity cost in midfield is just way too high in cash that you're like, no, I'm going to fade Bruno, or I'm going to fade Cruz, or I'm going to fade Koke so that I can play Click and Ronaldo or Lewandowski. Right. Like it just doesn't, this doesn't seem like the slate for that.
It's too much opportunity cost. Yeah. I mean, if you punt all the way down to someone like Click, you're going to have to make up points elsewhere.
Right.
Right. Not like an optimal way of starting things. I agree. Tournaments, sure. Like if you need a punt, you could pair him with somebody, or yeah, I don't know. I don't love any of these really cheap midfielders on this slate.
Me neither.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So if you play Cruz, do you also play Kimmich?
I mean, I think so. Interested to hear what you say, but yeah, I mean, you'd almost like Kimmich, not necessarily for cash, but you'd still like Kimmich if he didn't have any set pieces in this matchup and where he's playing. And I guess I didn't check yet the set piece breakdown from Germany's last game. I know Kimmich took quite a few corners in the first game. I have no problem playing both of them. What are both Kimmich and Cruz? What do you think?
That's exactly where I was. The defenders on the slate are fine, but he's like by far the best one. And Germany, such huge favorites. Like, I think they get you. Like, if you're playing, one of the German forwards in cash. I think we're just going to see so many Germany stacks, both with Kimmich and Cruz. I think if you're going to take one, I think you, and I always go the opposite way, but I think you take Kimmich because there are midfielders you can fit in. Like, if you want to play Kimmich and Bruno instead of Kimmich and Cruz, like, I get it. I think I'm more likely to play, like, Kimmich and Bruno or Kimmich and Koke as opposed to Cruz and one of the defenders. Like, I'm just not sure where else I would go at defense. And if you're, like, paying down at defense, then that's really kind of leading you to the Griezmann-Ronaldo group at forward, which, like, may be optimal. And I don't think Ronaldo ends up being optimal, but, like, it just, like, that's the decision on Cruz is really how you end up with where you go in forward.
Like I said, I have no problem playing both of them together. And I do agree with you also that if you just want to take one of those Germany guys, I prefer Kimmich also for the same reason that you have other midfield options to replace Cruz with. I don't really have much to add to that. So where are you going at second defender then?
All the way down. Like,
do you have anyone in mind?
No, literally I was just looking for like the cheapest guy. Like, I think if you can get a favorite like that, it helps. But, honestly, like I was just, the cheapest ones, if, Lavrenčić starts again for Hungary, like if he gets back in, and you probably don't want to go against Germany, but like, I actually don't think it matters.
Yeah. Okay. There's one guy I kind of like first.
Is it Hubicon?
Sorry.
Is it Hubicon?
Oh, I will not be playing Hubicon.
Okay. Just checking.
And, I'm done touting him on this podcast. for tournaments, got to have a lot of interest in, Robin Gosens for Germany.
He looked awesome in that last game.
He looked awesome, and he's got so many goals in him. The way Germany plays and where he plays and how he gets involved in the attack. Love that. And also, like, we've seen another positional change, and our guy Marcos Llorente is now a defender.
Oh, he is. How about that?
Yeah. His first two, I mean, if you look at his two game logs, they're not going to jump out at you. But he has goal and assist upside still. I've watched both these Spain games, and he's involved in the attack. It might not show up so much in these peripherals, but he'll get chances to assist. So I don't mind that. The cheaper guy that I was looking at is this Puszczas, 4,200 for Poland. Don't worry about that. If you're looking at game logs, I wouldn't worry about that last game against Spain. If it's the projected lineup that we have on RotoWire here, he'd be playing like attacking, like on the wing, like opposite Joswiak, where Rebus played in the first game. So I would like him based on the price and based on the upside because of where he's playing. Besides that, I agree with you. You just go all the way down if you don't want to spend up for anyone else.
Yeah, I like that Llorente call. I didn't even think to look here.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that.
Still, I'm going to rue this Kai Havertz thing forever. But yeah, like there are cheap, like Aymeric Laporte's 3,700. Like you're basically just playing for a clean sheet, but obviously Spain are just huge favorites. So I think their clean sheet odds were pretty impressive too. I mean, yeah, 60%. I mean, that's great. Pretty crazy. So
that's pretty crazy. Yep.
But yeah, I just don't think anyone in this sort of mid range is worth really targeting. Like Guerrero at 5,200 in that matchup. Pavard in the same one at 49. Like, I'm just not sure where you're going in those situations. I get Lucas Hernandez, if he gets back in the starting lineup at 4,200, like maybe, but right. Even then, I'm just not sure that's a game I need to be a part of.
Yeah, no, with the odds the way they are on this slate, this is where I'd much prefer going to the center backs over those guys. Like you said, any of Spain's center backs, great clean sheet odds. I mean, Germany too, good chance to keep a clean sheet. Rudiger, very cheap. So yeah, I'd and those guys have goal upside too. I mean, if they're going to be dominating and have set pieces, yeah, I'd rather go to one of the favorite center backs.
For sure. Where do you fall between Gosens and Koke?
It's
basically the same price.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good question. For obviously for tournaments, I'd play Gosens. For cash,
it's a funny concept to be like, for upside, I'm taking the defender.
It is. It really is. But yeah, I'd play him in, I'd go to Gosens in tournaments for the upside. And because like, I think it's, unless you're playing him at util, you'd get some upside by having a defender score as well. Just for cash purposes, his floor is probably still not as safe as Koke's because it seems like he gets subbed. It seems like he's not a 90-minute guy on that team. I don't want to say that after two games. You know, they subbed him off when they were up 4-1 right after his goal, but he was going to get subbed even if he didn't score that goal at the same time, I'm pretty sure. So I think it's probably safer to go with Koke. I don't know. Where do you fall on that?
I think saying anybody's minutes are safer or are less safe than Koke's is kind of funny.
Yeah, you're right. They're not aren't less safe than Koke, or they're about the same.
They're
about the same.
The only safe thing is that they're not playing 90.
Right. They're about the same. Definitely.
I don't think anyone has money left for like Neuer or Simone, but should we prioritize the two huge favorites or not?
On this slate, I'd say no. We've talked about that when there's four games as opposed to two or three, playing the expensive goalie is not as appealing. It's likely that one of the cheaper guys will get there. So you're not going to get the benefit that it would normally bring.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to have salary to afford either. And like these guys are, you know, these guys are sort of in that Ederson situation where, you know, you're hoping for 10 or 12 points. Sure, they could face some shots, but like there doesn't seem to be a lot of upside there. I prefer paying down. Just like one of these guys will get there. One of these cheaper keepers will get there.
Yep, I totally agree. I think you can pretty much play it based off of who you target. Like, I don't think you really go after Gulashi if you're starting your cash builds with Gnabry and Sané or something like that.
Agreed.
So I think Dubravka could be pretty popular, although we said people could play Olmo and Koke. But I think from a getting blasted standpoint, I feel like Slovakia are less likely to get blasted than Hungary. The odds kind of stay the same. So
yep. If I were choosing between those two, I would go with Dubravka as well. Like, just totally agree with what you said. One, because we're going to have more Germany players in the lineup. Two, because they're probably not as likely to get blasted. The goal total's higher in the Germany game. Of course, you could go to Patricio for a little bit more against France. Otherwise, yeah, just make it work with your lineup. Play the goalie where you don't have players going against them, basically.
And I think if somehow you are a goalkeeper whisperer, you don't even really need to listen to us. But I think if you play if you try to get the lowest owned goalie, I think you target this Poland-Sweden game. Less because everybody's that people are taking them, but like it's almost this weird dead range where like if you're gonna pay $4,900 for Chesney, you probably can make a move and get up to somebody else, or you just go down. Like it just seems like there if you're in that salary range, you kind of messed up somewhere else in your lineup. So like you're like, oh, let me just go fix something else, and now you won't have money for them. So from an ownership standpoint, I think Poland, Sweden is where you get your goalie, but it's goalie.
Yeah, no, Andrew, that's actually a very good point for tournaments. It's one that I don't consider enough, and it's just who's going to be the least popular goalie, and let me just target him, just because of that. I'll throw Hugo Lloris out there too. I wouldn't expect him to be popular either. So that would be a tournament play.
Yep. No, I agree. Yeah, just don't play him with Ronaldo.
Right. but yeah, we know how variable goalie is. Any of these guys can be the highest scorer. You get the lowest owned one, that's going to do a lot for your lineups. Love just having that as a target point, low ownership.
Yeah. That's all I can do on goalkeeper now, because I get them wrong so often that now I'm just like, oh, let me just see which one won't be popular.
Yeah, I'm not a goalie whisperer either. So if you are, just, you know, go with what you think.
If you're really the goalie whisperer, feel free to reach out to Ryan and I Ryan on Discord. That would be really helpful.
More than happy to take some suggestions.
If anybody has any follow-up questions for me or Ryan, you can find us in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. If you are not a RotoWire subscriber and would like to try us out for free for 10 days, no credit card required, and gets you access to the entire site, all the sports that we cover, as well as that Discord chat, just go to rotowire.com/soccer trial. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you could please hit the like button below. And if you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. I've seen a few recent reviews. So thank you for those who did that. We will be back on Friday because there's a little break since these are the last group stage game. But we'll be back on Friday to talk about Saturday's two-game slate and every day before slates until the end. So, Ryan, thank you for that, and good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.